Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. How many know who that is? And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. Invited to the wedding. And they would not come. Hallelujah. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Amen. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Sound like anybody you know? Amen. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Entreated means mistreated. Amen. I was fishing with a brother down Barville, Kentucky, and he was having trouble in the church, and I was taking occasion to talk to him while we was fishing. And I said, there is never any reason to mistreat a preacher. Amen. And they was getting ready to put the skids under their pastor. And, amen, put him out, in other words. And he was just about as big a duck in the puddle. Amen. And I said, the thing we need to do is pray. Amen. Church here lately, you know. The pastor called me and told me he felt led to resign his church. Amen. And but he loved his people, wanted to do his best by them, and he's going to stay till his homecoming. Then he's going to go out on the evangelistic field, and he scheduled his first revival with me May the 8th. Amen. But the people got over anxious. And they jumped the gun on God, and they blew up on that very weekend. He called me on Saturday night, and Sunday it blew up. Amen. And so he started the very next Saturday night with me. And now the church is split. Half the people's gone. And bad shape, and the pastor that's took the church is going to have to pick up and try to mend the fences. All it had done is wait 3 months. And he wouldn't have had to lost all those people. They wouldn't have been accused, wouldn't have put the church in a bad light, and good people, friends of mine. Amen. They wouldn't have been in a bad light. But some people think, you know, the way to do it is to mistreat the preacher. Don't do it. Amen. Don't do it. Wait on God and keep the church intact. Keep the church in unity. Amen. And after a while, he'll leave in God's good time. They've all left sometime. Sooner or later, they'll all leave. Amen. If we'll just wait on God. Amen. And they didn't wait on God, and so they brought all of the adverse situations, all of the controversy, all of the ill feeling, all of the malice, all of the things that happened, because he wouldn't wait 3 months. That's all he had to wait, 3 months. He told me, I'm going to resign my church. I'm going to start a revival with you May the 8th. Amen. And I mean right in the middle of February, he had to leave because the situation got bad. Amen. All it had to done was wait on God. Amen. Well, they mistreated his servants and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent for, incidentally, that brother that I was fishing with down there in Barville, Kentucky, and told him, there's never any excuse for mistreating the preacher. They went ahead and ousted him. The church has been split, and then the splittings have split since then. And all because they wouldn't wait on God. Amen. That brother would have left after a while if they'd have just waited on God. Amen. And after a while, a fellow get tired of staying if he's not helping people. And if he's not doing any good, he'll get tired of staying after a while. Amen. And he will arise. And God will call him out. God, if he's so deeply entrenched, God knows how to move men. Amen. But my friends across the country, they jumped the gun on God. They mistreated God's preachers. Amen. Some of them deserved it. But still, that preacher is in good grace with half the church. Amen. And you mistreat a preacher, half the churches stand a chance to be lost if you mistreat a man of God. Amen. Now, I'm not saying you're about to mistreat a man of God. I probably deserve a lot of mistreatment. Amen. I've probably overstayed myself. Amen. I mean, next Sunday, folks, I will have been here 21 years. I have come of age, as far as time is concerned, at the Highway of Holiness Church next Sunday. I will have been here 21 years. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. You're going to get in trouble when you mistreat God's servants. You're already in trouble. A heap of trouble. And you mistreat God's servants. Amen. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, and they which were bidden were not worthy. I like that term. Amen. Were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Amen. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. Now, get a load of that, will you? If you have a big revival and a big influx of people and a big enthusiasm and a big interest, amen, you're going to get some bad eggs as well as good ones. Huh? Amen. How many ever gathered eggs back at home, you know, when the hens laid eggs? Mom had chickens, and amen, we gathered eggs, but how many ever cracked a rotten egg, huh? Huh? Bad news. Brother Sexton has cracked a rotten egg. Amen. Don't smell too good, does it? But that's just par for the course. Old hen steals her nest out, lays a nest full of eggs, and they've been there for a good little while. Amen. And you take them home. Oh, mama got 15 eggs out of one nest, and two of them's rotten. Amen. Because it's been there too long. Amen. Glory. Both bad and good. I tell you what, I always gather all the eggs out of the nest anyhow. Amen. Even if I get a rotten one once in a while. Eh? Amen. And you know, there's some chickens, you know, that just would be to scrouge in beside that setting hen, or that old hen that thought she was going to set. Amen. They'll lay eggs under her. Mom would take about 15 eggs and mark them with a pencil, right all of them, just, I mean, make a little circle round, 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 round with a lead pencil all over those eggs. So she would know which eggs was setting under the hen. Amen. The old hen was setting on them eggs and going to hatch out a bunch of little chickens. And so we'd pick out the pretty white ones from underneath the old hen while that old hen pecked us. You'd have to grab her head, her neck, keep her, she'd peck you. That old clucking hen, her voice would change, and she'd get cranky and clucky, and she'd peck you when you started getting those eggs out of her. She thought you was trying to steal her eggs, and God put in her a sense of protection, and she'd peck you. Amen. And so you learn to grab a hold of that old hen and keep her from pecking the daylights out of you while you got those good eggs. You had to raise her up high enough where you could see the good eggs under her. Amen. How many ever did that? You got to be pretty old now. Pretty far out in the country. Ah, yeah, there's some here. Amen. Even Brother Will held up his hand. Amen. He lives out in the country still. Amen. Even though he's young. Servants went out in the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Now, get a load of this. And the king came in to see the guests, and he saw there a man which had not on the wedding garment. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. How many ought to think you ought to be your best for God? Amen. I think you ought to be your best for God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. We stopped down at the drive-in Sunday night. Was it Sunday night? Sunday night? Saturday night. Saturday night? Saturday night. Amen. Stopped down at the drive-in Saturday night, and they told us they're going to have fireworks at 10:30 down on the river in Hamilton. Downtown Hamilton days. Amen. So I decided we took the sandwiches and stuff back to the house. And decided I'd go down and see the fireworks. But the girl down at the drive-in that told us, said, "We're closing up pretty quick." Said, "Hopefully, I can get home and take a shower and go see the fireworks." She was going to go take a shower to see the fireworks. I think we ought to take a shower to go to church, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I think we ought to be our best for God. Hey. Amen. There's nothing humble and there's nothing holy about smelling bad. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. One of those churches, you know, that didn't believe in using deodorant or anything that smelled good like that, walked up to the preacher and said, "You use deodorant, don't you?" Sniffed her nose, and he sniffed his nose a little bit and said, "You don't, do you?" Amen. I believe we ought to be our best for God. Hey, if we don't have the best clothes on the outside, we ought to have our wedding garment on the inside. Underneath, we ought to be wearing our best. Come on. We ought to be cleaned up by prayer, praise God, and washed up and prayed up and ready to go. Amen. I'm not one that joined this sloppy generation that just slops and slugs around. And it's in style nowadays, you know, to look ugly and stupid. Amen. But I just choose not to look ugly and stupid. I mean, I'm ugly enough as it is, and most folks are. Amen. But there's folks today that'll come to church ugly and stupid. Amen. And, hey, amen, if you're going to stupid around, I'm going to preach at you for stupiding around. Praise God. Amen. You need to be your best for God. Praise God. Now, I ain't even started preaching yet, but I may be already done. Amen. He said unto him, "How camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Amen. We went up to Todd's homecoming Sunday, and some came in for dinner. Some came in late. And I'd already asked somebody, "Why do you think that man came to the wedding without a wedding garment on?" Amen. And I told him that he just heard he's going to have a big dinner. Amen. And there's a lot of folks that'll come to church if you're going to have a big Sunday dinner. Amen. We are having that one of them Sunday homecomings here at the Highway of Holiness several years ago before we quit having them on Sunday and having three days midweek. Amen. And one fellow was taking plate after plate full outside. Amen. And somebody followed him after a while. And he was putting them in his trunk. Plate full after plate full. Amen. He never came to church. He didn't worship. Praise God. So I sidled around to Strother Williams. His folks all go up there. And, amen, Strother goes down to Peckinbell. And and Strother, a friend of mine, I'd go up there and fish with him up at Michigan, you know, snagging salmon and everything. And so I asked him, I said, you know why the man came to the wedding without the wedding garment on? And he said, no. I said, he just heard he's going to have a big dinner. I said, he didn't even go to church. Amen. He got the point real quick. Amen. He heard he's going to have a big dinner. He didn't care anything about worshiping God. Did you know there's a lot of folks that they'll come around if you're going to have a soup supper or a big fling or something or other, but they're not interested in worshiping God. As far as they're concerned, they're not interested much in a wedding garment. Amen. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. It's kind of serious when you have a don't care attitude about things of God, isn't it? Amen. God wants you to take his business serious. Hallelujah. Listen to this. For many are called, but few are chosen. Very briefly tonight, I'd like to talk about how to be among the chosen few. Hallelujah. How do you get to be numbered among the chosen few? How many would like to be chosen? Hold up your hand. Amen. Some of you just never held up your hand about anything all night long. Amen. I don't know whether you care or whether you're even listening or not. Amen. But you better get down to business. Praise God. Amen. All right. Key verse. Chapter 21, verse 31. Amen. After Jesus gave this little parable. What think ye? A certain man had two sons that came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward repented and he went. Now that's good that he went. But I'll tell you something even better, and that's to say, I'll go and go. Amen. And he came to the second and said, he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Played the hypocrite, didn't he? Amen. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? Amen. How do we get to be chosen? There it is. There's the key. Do the will of the Father. Do God's will. Praise God. God's will is paramount. Oh, Brother Collins, if I just knew God's will for my life, read the Bible. It's right there. Amen. Somebody said if you want God to speak silently to you, just read the Bible to yourself. Amen. If you want Him to speak out loud to you, read it out loud. If you want God to scream at you, come to church and the preacher will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. How do you get to be among the chosen? You got to do the will of the Father. Amen. What is it? Praise God. What did he tell those boys? He said, work today in my vineyard. What's God's will? It's God's will. Oh, I was thrilled to hear these boys was visiting and inviting people to revival, inviting people to church. That's God's will, boys. It's God's will for every last one of us, praise God, to invite people to God, invite people to church, invite people. Hey, he even said, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. He said, what if I gather the eggs and get some bad eggs? Don't worry about it. The cook will sort them out. Don't worry about the bad eggs. God will take care of the bad eggs. Amen. You bring them in, praise God, and let God take care of them. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. He'll take care of them. What is it? Go work today in my vineyard. Amen. Chapter 22. Amen. Verse 10, he said to the servants that went out in the highways and gathered as many as they found, both bad and good. Hallelujah. Listen, he said, go ye, verse 9, therefore, into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. What's the will of the Father? Go ye! Who do you say, go ye? He told his servants to go ye. Amen. Fella got the owner of a bar saved. And he said, I don't believe you're saved until you witness somebody. Praise God. And so he started witnessing, and he started, turned his bar into a church and started revival. Amen. Right in the tavern. Praise God. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go, and as many as you can find, bid them to the wedding, and God will sort them out in the judgment. Say, I don't want to go to church. There's too many hypocrites in the church. Let God sort them out. The disciples said, oh, and that one parable said, we found tares in the field. Shall we root them up? He said, no, let them grow together. God will send the angels at the last day, and they're going to sort them out. And he said, they'll take the tares out, and they'll bind them and burn them with unquenchable fire, and he'll gather the wheat into his garner. How many believe that God knows the difference between cheat and wheat? God knows the difference between tares and wheat. Hallelujah. And at the harvest time, he's going to separate them out. He's got the best separating machine. I mean, the farmers, they've got a cleaner. It'll clean seed, clean grain. Amen. And one reason they need a good clean combine and a good clean thrashing machine is because when they take it to the elevator to store it and sell it, they get docked if it's got too much stuff in there. Amen. So it's got to be right. Or they have to take a discount when they sell it. Amen. So they want good clean grain. Amen. We used to pick cotton down in Arkansas in the fall, and we liked to pick early in the morning when the dew was on the cotton because it weighed heavier. It was harder to get 100 pounds in the afternoon when the cotton dried out. Amen. But the man up at the scales, he already had that calculated. He didn't mind how much cotton we picked in the morning. He already had it averaged out. Amen. It would be just fine. Amen. We'd work our head off. I mean, I've seen my mom in a 9-foot duck cotton sack, a 9-foot cotton sack, cram 100 pounds at the end of the row. That's what her sack weighed. My mom could pick 400 pounds of cotton a day. My dad picked right beside her, same cotton, same row, right beside her. Amen. And he would pick 150 pounds a day. My mom would have to pick part of his row to catch him up. Amen. And so he had an excuse. He accused her of big bowling. His row's reason he didn't get as much cotton. Amen. But he would pick 150 pounds a day. At the age of 12, I quit going to the cotton fields, and I had graduated up to 136 pounds. That's the most I ever picked in one day's time. $3 a hundred, figure it out. That was $4, just a little better than $4 for one day's work. Hey, that was a king's ransom when I was a kid in the cotton fields. I didn't get it. We all worked for the family. We all worked for the same company. Dad took it. Mom sent off to Sears Roebuck National Ballast Heads. Amen. And ordered us some new overalls and some new shoes and some new clothes. And that's what got us through the winter and bought our school clothes, picking cotton down in Arkansas. Amen. Fellow went down to East Prairie, Missouri, and was having trouble getting an offering, and he told them to keep your cotton picking money. Well, that's exactly what their money was. It was cotton picking money, and they didn't like it, and so he got less money. As a matter of fact, he just wanted to close the revival when he made a remark about their cotton picking money. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, go work today in my vineyard. If I just knew the will of God. Hey! Amen. Matthew 6 and 33. Jesus gives you the key verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Seek Him first.
I mean, say, I'll go and then go. I mean, you're looking at somebody. Phone's up here, folks. Get it ready. Amen. You're looking at a gentleman. Amen. That has put God first just about all his life. Since I was 14 years old. Amen. 15 years old. 16 years old. I put God first my whole life. I told you about when I mow the church first. All my life, I've put God first. Others second. My family and I last. Amen. I want to tell you, at the age of 63, over the hill and looking toward the setting of the sun, I may not get to preach but about 25 more years. Amen. And aren't you looking forward to me staying another 21 years at the Highway of Holiness Church? Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, I put God first all my life. I remembered Him in the days of my youth. Amen. And I hadn't forgot Him in my old age. I'll tell you something. It's a strength in prayer when you call on God and ask God in a time of emergency to help you to have put God first all your life. Amen. You can tell Him, Lord, I've put You first all my life. You say, well, you ought not tell God things like that. Hezekiah did. Said, Lord, turned his face to the wall and wept. He said, God, I've served You. Praise God. And God said, I can't turn this fellow down. He's given His best, His first and His best to me. He's put His life on the line for the glory of God. Amen. Go down to Isaiah and change the prophecy. Tell him I'm going to give him 15 more years. Amen. And just to prove I'm going to get it to... Tell him he'd have his choice if he'd like to see the sun dial move ahead 10 degrees or move back 10 degrees. I'll do it to prove, amen, that I'm going to answer his prayer. Hezekiah said, it's already going forward. Nobody noticed that much. I'd like to see it go backwards. I want you to know God shifted the universe in reverse. Woo, glory to God. Did the earth change its turning on its axis and go backwards? If it did, nothing fell off. Amen. Can you imagine, praise God, the earth going a million miles an hour around the sun and suddenly stopping and going backwards 10 degrees and nothing fell off? You talk about a double barrel, triple barrel, Gatling gun miracle. Amen. God had to perform a whole string of miracles in a universe to turn the sundial backwards for Hezekiah because he lived right and put God first. I put God first in my time. Amen. Ever since my fishing worms went floating down the creek, me and J.D. decided it wasn't God's will to fish on Sunday. Amen. We never stole Sunday anymore. Amen. Sunday don't belong to the family. It belongs to God. Amen. You'll have a better family and a better time putting God first. I put God first. I put God first in my finances for years, as long as I can remember living for God. I put God first. I give when I couldn't afford to give because I couldn't afford not to. I was like Kearney Collins. I was up again it. And so he said, when I get up again it, I start looking for something to give away. You need to look for something to sow. When you're up again it, praise God, plant a crop. And it won't be long. I had my first mess of lettuce and onions and radishes out of the garden. It was a little late. Amen. I sowed it the 1st of June. And now, Sister Cox, I got onions and lettuce and radishes in the garden. Amen. The 2nd of July. 1 month later. Hey, you need to look for something to sow
in about a month, you'll get something back, some things. Amen. Praise God. Put God first all your life. Put Him first in your time. Put Him first in your finances. Put Him first. Serve Him with all your strength. Seek Him first. Seek first the kingdom of God. Start the day out with the Bible and with prayer, and end it, amen, the same way. You can't improve on that, can you? Amen. Put God first all your life. Amen. There might have been some times I forgot. It might have been some times I was slack. It might have been some times, amen, that something else distracted me. You know what I did? Amen. I confessed it to God. Amen. That's God's will. When you fail and come short, confess it. Make it right. Amen. Get your wedding garment cleaned up. Get that garment brushed off. Amen. Get that spot ironed out. That wrinkle ironed out. Get that spot cleaner out and clean that spot off. Hey, amen. God's going to expect us to look like something when we get to the wedding. How many of you, amen, just put on any old rags when you went to the wedding? Huh? Don't we do something kind of special for the wedding? I mean, old Pap, he might not have worn nothing but overalls, but man, he went out and rented him a tuxedo and nobody knew who he was. When he come leading her down the aisle, praise God. Amen. Yeah, Junior, he might not have shaved for 6 months, but man, he's going to a wedding. Now his sister's getting married. Amen. And here he comes down the aisle. He's standing here among the best men. Amen. And he's shaved and he looks like somebody. Amen. Why? He's going to a wedding. Hey, if we're going to serve God, we need to give Him our best. He ain't going to take second best. He wants first place in our life. Amen. Hey, if you're going to stoop it around all your life, God's going to send you to the fire in the end. That's what He did. Going to burn Jerusalem because they didn't accept His prophets, didn't accept His Son. Going to burn up their city. Amen. Oh, glory to God. What happened to that man? It didn't care. He just went for a big meal. He said, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'd rather be among the chosen. Wouldn't you? Let's stand, Father. Bless these broken remarks and challenge our hearts with them to a closer walk with God and a more total commitment. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on round the altar and let's pray and seek the Lord. Draw nigh to God. Amen. Seek Him first. Seek Him midway. Seek Him last. Seek Him always. Put God first in your life. You'll never be sorry you put God first. You'll never be sorry you gave Him your all. It'll pay off in the long run. Hallelujah.